Caiaphas Cain, Caves of Ice by Sandy Mitchell. Narrated by Stephen Perring, Penelope Rawlins, and Emma Gregory.
Editorial note. This, the second extract from the Cain archive, which I have prepared and annotated for those of my fellow inquisitors who may care to peruse it, is in much the same format as the first. The astute among you will realise that it follows my previous selection, Cain's account of the Gravlax incident, quite closely chronologically. Although with his usual disregard for such niceties, it was actually recorded at an earlier point in the archive itself. I have chosen this section of his memoirs not only because it is relatively self-contained, requiring little background knowledge of his earlier exploits to appreciate, but also because the records of the Order Xenos contain quite a bit of detail about events on Simia Orichalcae that year, and anyone with cause to consult them is certain to find the only complete eyewitness account of considerable interest. Not least because it confirms the suspicions many of us have long harboured about the part played by certain members of the Adeptus Mechanicus in the affair, which may be useful in future dealings with them. It may be argued that Cain is not the most reliable chronicler of events, but I am inclined to accept his version of events as absolutely true. Here, as throughout the whole archive, he rarely gives himself credit for what, to any unbiased observer, appear to be acts of genuine courage and resourcefulness, however few and far between. As before, I have been largely content to let Cain tell his story in his own words, confining myself to annotating the original text to clarify occasional points and expand upon the wider background to the events he describes, since typically he tends to concentrate almost exclusively on things that affected him personally, without much regard for the bigger picture. I have also, as before, taken the liberty of breaking his account down into chapters to facilitate reading. Although Cain himself didn't seem particularly bothered by such stylistic niceties. Where I've drawn on other sources, they are credited appropriately. All other footnotes and interpolations are mine alone. Amberley Vale, Ordo Xenos.